And now, back to the news.
Every day, the evening news seems to have articles about the economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic on the Norwich and Norfolk economy. Some of the stories highlight positive ways in which the traders are responding. For example, Norwich Market Stalls have set up a new website project for online orders, and an innovative delivery company has saved Norwich restaurants £30,000 in 6 months. Two Norwich chefs have reopened a historic pub to sell takeaway chicken meals. However, on the negative side, the Norwich economy has lost more than £11.5 million in cancelled shows. Gonzo's Tea Rooms is going into liquidation, and Dippy the Dinosaur's visit to Norwich Cathedral has been delayed again. And we have some late news that is not in the stories you will hear. Norwich City Council has found that the economic impact has been so bad that on Tuesday the 24th of November, they declared a poverty emergency. Here is Tim to start off the economic news reports.
From beers to brownies, you can now order online from Norwich Market as a new website is being created so customers can support traders during lockdown and beyond. The website norwichmarket.net launched yesterday, and as well as providing a directory of all the businesses, orders can be made through the website for click and collect, and some are also offering delivery. Seven traders have signed up so far: And Eat It, Barry's of Norwich, Churros for the People, Delight, Number 29 Soap, Sir Toby's Beers and the Cuppy Hut. The platform was the idea of Josh Worley, 24, whose family took over Barry's of Norwich fabric stall in 2018 after owner Barry Reed retired, and he's also head of creative at web design company Elementary Creative. Mr. Worley from Long Stratton said, "After the first lockdown, I realised that other companies out there were offering an ordering and delivery service but were charging a lot to businesses and a delivery fee to the customer. I wanted to create a single place where people can find out about all the stalls, events coming up and news from the market, and to set up our own ordering service that was significantly cheaper than the competition. Although online ordering came about as a result of COVID, it's something that will help future-proof the market." Toby Westgarth, acting chair of Norwich Market Traders Association, said, "We hope this will be an asset to customers and traders who want to continue to buy and sell online even after we've all been able to return to the market and open our doors again."
A delivery service with a difference that gives 100% of the food bill to restaurants has saved Norwich Independence Eateries over £30,000 in its first 6 months. Norwich Urban Collective was launched in May this year by Samantha Woodhouse and Marianne Moles, with friends Adam Burt and Joe Ryle, all of whom previously worked for national food delivery companies. Whereas other companies take up to 30% of the total bill in commission, Norwich Urban Collective gives all the money to the restaurants. Instead, there is a flat £5 delivery charge, in addition to the food bill, with 100% of that given to the driver. And there is now a team of 20 covering postcodes NR1 to NR3 and parts of NR4 to NR7. Its first partner was the Grosvenor Fish Bar in Lower Goat Lane, and owners Dwayne DiBarlotiomo and Christian Motor also let the team use the empty side room as their base. It now has over 5,500 deliveries, and the founders have worked out that they have saved Norwich restaurants a combined total of £33,000 based on the average order cost of £20 and the typical 30% cut taken by national companies. Miss Woodhouse said, "The reaction to Norwich Urban Collective has been phenomenal, and we have had lots of support on social media. The restaurants love us, and we were gobsmacked with the amount of money we have managed to save. And we used a modest average minimum order to work it out. Norwich Urban's collective plans for the future include expanding to other postcodes in Norwich and to other cities, signing up more restaurants, and the team is working with an eco-advisor to achieve net zero emissions by the end of 2021. Miss Moles said, "We knew we could do it better, with both the riders and the restaurants fairly paid, and it is also about having the money stay in Norwich and not in the pockets of the big corporations. We have helped some of these restaurants stay open in lockdown."
Two Norwich chefs have reopened the city's former Micawber's pub for rotisserie takeaways. Roger Hickman, who runs Hickman's Restaurant in Upper St Giles, and Andy Rudd, head chef at Stoke Mill in Stoke Holy Cross, have got together to launch the Chick Inn at Micawber's in Pottergate. It'll offer rotisserie chicken, cooked in a special oven installed at the pub, which has been closed since August 2019. The new venture was due to open on November the 1st, but that plan was scuppered by the announcement of the four-week lockdown. Now the chefs, who both offer collection menus from their own restaurants during the COVID closure, are set to open for takeaway meals from the new venue from Thursday to Sunday evenings. The takeaway menu features a range of chicken dishes with imaginative names, including the Mother Clucker, a whole rotisserie chicken with fries and coleslaw, to Chicken Caesar Salad, half a chicken with coleslaw, salad and Caesar dressing. Mr. Rudd said, "Because we're such a new business, we're not eligible for any of the government support during lockdown. We've invested heavily in refurbishing this historic pub and in the equipment to offer a really top-quality rotisserie chicken. So we've decided to open for takeaways during lockdown, and we plan to open fully as soon as lockdown ends." The pub dates to 1722, when it was known as the Duke of York, later became the Alma from 1857 to 1977. It was then Micawber's from 1977 to 1995. After that, it became an Irish theme bar called Seamus O'Rourke's from October 1995 to November 2000, when it became the Micawber's. It was renowned for its dark green glossy painted exterior and the sign showing a cartoon representation of Mr. Micawber from Charles Dickens' 1850 novel David Copperfield. The character Mr. Micawber was known for asserting his faith that something will turn up, and his name has become synonymous with optimism. Chicken at Micawber's will be open from 5 to 8pm, and details of how to order can be found online.
Norwich's economy is hemorrhaging millions of pounds in the run-up to Christmas as a result of cancelled events, according to new research. More than £11.5 million has been lost in the events and hospitality sector as a result of the virus. And this is only set to get worse, with the likes of pantomimes and carol concerts scrapped. The research, carried out by an events specialist firm, took into account not only cancelled ticket sales, but also the average cost of a pint, a meal in the restaurant, and a parking space for 4 hours, which would have been consumed across Norwich's largest venues. However, according to Chef Richard Hughes, who runs the cookery school and the venue The Assembly House, the figure is simply a drop in the ocean compared to the total amount lost by the sector. Although the business has been kept afloat by constantly reinventing the wheel with the likes of afternoon tea deliveries, Mr. Hughes said that many hospitality bosses had lost heart. "If there is any silver lining to be had, it is knowing that if we're open, our customers will come. They have been incredibly loyal to us. We were fully booked in the week running up to lockdown, breakfast, lunch and dinner, and had bookings for our rooms right through January," he said. "Some of that was people booking for pre-theatre and for events, but the vast majority of our revenue for December is actually our own events, the Christmas weddings, the parties, our own concerts. But the vast majority of people who can keep their money in the city's much-loved music and art scene are, said Paul Mills, owner of Sound Clash Records in St Benedict's. Mr Mills is the waterfront and UEA's LRC's ticket vendor in the city, and said that despite events being postponed, 90% of people have not asked for refunds. People in Norwich really want to support the venues and the bands. They want to keep their money with the people putting on the shows, so that when they can have their gigs again and the bands will come back. I'm sure our venue will be two steps ahead and potentially putting on an early and a late show. It could be a chance to look at how we put on shows. From talking to customers, I know they'll do what they can to be supportive.
The company behind Norwich bar and restaurant Gonzo's Tea Room has appointed a liquidator after profits collapsed during the pandemic. Gonzo's Tea Room Limited was placed into a creditor's voluntary liquidation, CVL, on November the 10th. A CVL means the majority of the creditors and shareholders voted for the liquidation. Owners and company directors Bradley and Michael Baxter said the main reason for the company's failure was the pandemic. They said Gonzo's had used the furlough scheme during the first lockdown and then invested heavily to follow government regulations when bars and restaurants were allowed to reopen over the summer. Trading under these conditions was possible, but profitability was marginal. However, in September, the government announced a 10 p.m. curfew on the hospitality sector, and this proved fatal to the business, leading to its income halving. Its cost base had necessarily increased, but turnover immediately declined by over 50%. The directors had no alternative in these circumstances but to close the business. It's unclear what will happen to the venue on London Street when the current lockdown lifts.
Dippy the Dinosaur's visit to Norwich Cathedral has been postponed again as the coronavirus pandemic continues. The Natural History Museum's iconic Diplodocus cast has been due to go on display in the nave at Norwich Cathedral this summer. But this visit was rescheduled to January 2021. But with no clear idea of when the country will return to normality, the decision has been made to move Dippy's Norwich dates for a second time. Norwich Cathedral is now looking forward to welcoming Dippy in summer 2021, and the new dates for the exhibition will be announced in the coming months. The Dean of Norwich, the Very Reverend Jane Hedges, said, "We are incredibly excited to be hosting the Natural History Museum's Dippy the Dinosaur. And by moving the dates to summer 2021, we hope this will ensure we can really make the most of Dippy's visit here in Norwich. 2020 has been a challenging year for everybody, and while we were looking forward to Dippy's arrival in January 2021, the ongoing situation with COVID-19 has meant that the most sensible and safest way forward is to move Dippy's visit to later in the year. We are working closely with the National History Museum and hope to announce the new dates for Dippy's visit to Norwich Cathedral as soon as possible." The Dean of Norwich added, "Health and safety continues to be the single most important factor in our planning for everything at Norwich Cathedral. In line with government guidance, the cathedral is currently open for individual prayer and reflection, and we look forward to being open again to general visitors when it is appropriate to do so. Great care is being taken by the whole cathedral team to keep people as safe as possible.